Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Connors, and I welcome you to the April 24th, 2025 episode of FreePod. My co-host today is Alan Wenzel, and we'd like to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses we mention can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on.
The Freeport City Council has approved changes to city ordinances regarding wells and septic systems, including requiring authorization for all wells, cisterns, geothermal wells, or other groundwater collection devices. The council also confirmed that septic tanks, privy vaults, cesspools, and private sewage disposal systems may not be installed in the city. And the council also approved the removal of 31 dangerous trees in the city's right-of-way in 2025. Many of these trees pose a significant liability when they come down during storm events. Over recent years, the city has successfully reduced storm damage with this program. Homer Tree Service will be performing removals this year. By the way, to keep up with all of the city's news, subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org.
In response to communications from the Trump administration, the Highland Community College Board has voted to remove reference regarding diversity, equality, and inclusion, also known as DEI, from college materials. College President Chris Kaberski explained that since 65% of Highland students receive federal aid, Highland really had no choice in complying in order to be assured of ongoing federal funding for $4.8 million of Highland's $16 million annual budget, or about 30% of the total.
The return of Stevenson County Restaurant Week begins tomorrow, April 25th, and will continue through next Sunday, May 4th. Now, during the 10-day event, patrons are encouraged to seek out dining options from area restaurants that are offering featured dishes that they've selected to highlight their businesses. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out options will be available at various locations. You may not have known this, but Freeport and Stevenson County are home to more than 90 restaurants, cafes, bars, lounges, and delis, each with a unique flavor or environment. The Stevenson County Restaurant Guide can be found online and in participating restaurants in the county and includes featured specials from those restaurants. The online restaurant guide can be found at greaterfreeport.com/restaurantweek. Now, you can also win cash for enjoying county restaurants. Restaurant Week participants can take photos of the specials they enjoy, post them on social media at #STEPHCOEATS, #StephcoEats, and on May 6th, a winner will be chosen from those who use the hashtag and are awarded $100 in partnership cash. The Stevenson County Restaurant Week is hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership.
The newest officer with the Freeport Police Department is a little rough around the edges, but he's ready for action in his new role. Enzo, the canine officer, is now on the beat with his partner, Officer Kevin Kramer. The pair completed their six-week basic class and earned their certification through the International Police Work Dog Association. Enzo and Officer Kramer will be a big asset to fighting crime in Freeport, as well as promoting the department and community relations.
Join the Highland Community College Foundation on Saturday, May 10th, for a celebration fundraiser. The cocktail-style reception will feature hearty bites and a curated selection of drinks from the Lena Brewing Company, as well as a silent auction for which items can be bid on without being present. This year's celebration highlights the fine arts in honor of Somerset's 50th anniversary. And the event this year will feature a brief program with a Del Scheider Award presentation and live musical performances. The event check-in on May 10th will begin at 4:30 at the Welcome Center in Building H on Highland's campus and the attire for the event is business casual. For reservations, please visit the college website at highland.edu and click on the Foundation Events on the homepage.
Jersey Mike's Subs, Freeport location across from Menards on Route 26 south of town, is now open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Customers will be able to place orders for fresh sub sandwiches and other menu items in store and online or through the Jersey Mike's app. To mark the location's grand opening, franchise owner Mark Michalik will hold a fundraiser through Sunday, April 27th, to support Freeport schools. For details, be sure to stop by before Sunday.
A yellow birch tree at the Stevenson County Historical Society Museum and Arboretum in Freeport was named April Tree of the Month by the Natural Land Institute's Legacy Tree Program. The state champion tree was nominated by Mark Luthen, who grew up in Freeport and now resides in Belvedere. Luthen, a board trustee for the Natural Land Institute, brought this special tree to the attention of the organization's executive director last year. Now, the yellow birch was first listed on the Illinois Big Tree Register in 1983. It was last measured in 2022 and has a circumference of 6.5 feet, a height of 61 feet, and an average crown spread of 38.5 feet. Now, according to the Natural Land Institute, the yellow birch is native in northeastern North America, including northern Illinois, where the tree is very rare. The tree boasts a beautiful bark that is coppery or silvery, depending on whether it is wet or dry. This tree is one of the many unique and historic trees planted by Oscar Taylor on the grounds of his estate located at 1440 South Carroll Avenue in Freeport. Taylor and his wife, Malvina, were early pioneers in Freeport and built their large stone Italianate home on 14 acres of land just outside the city of Freeport in 1857. So go check out the yellow birch tree.
Do you have perennial plants that live year after year in your landscape? Did you know spring is the preferred time to divide them? Exceptions are iris, which are divided after flowering, and peonies and daylilies that are divided in late summer or early fall. When plant growth resumes in the spring, you can divide all other perennials. Dig the entire plant and divide the healthiest portion into smaller clumps by working it apart with your fingers or by making small cuts with a knife. If the plant clumps are large and dense, they can be cut apart with a spade. The new clumps can be the size of either a quart or gallon-sized perennial you would purchase in the store. One to two divisions can be put back in the original hole, and the other divisions should be used elsewhere or given to friends and neighbors. After replanting, divisions should be watered thoroughly and protected from drying out. The primary purpose of dividing plants is the rejuvenation of the perennial planting to keep it looking its best and performing the way it was intended. Consider staggering divisions, a few plants this year and a few plants next year, so that the entire garden does not need to be divided in the same year. If you have questions about dividing perennials or any other gardening or yard topics, call the University of Illinois Extension Master Gardener Helpline at 815-235-4125.
The YMCA invites one and all to their annual Strong Kids Campaign fundraiser from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, May 8th at Big O's on the Hollow. Attendees will enjoy delicious cupcakes paired with a variety of cocktails. For just $15, you will have four different cupcakes given to you paired with four different cocktails. And for $2 more, you can try six cupcakes and six cocktails. Tables are also available for purchase. The event also includes an auction, and if you stay for dinner, 10% of your bill will go to the YMCA Annual Strong Kids Campaign. Tickets can be purchased at the Y or online at freeportymca.org.
FHN and the Freeport Police Department are sponsoring National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day this Saturday, April 26th from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Prescription drugs can be dropped off at drive-thru stations at the Freeport Police Department at 320 West Exchange Street and will be safely disposed of without endangering people, pets, or area groundwater supplies that might be affected if drugs are flushed down toilets or dropped into drains. Pills and patches are accepted, but liquid drugs and needles are not.
The Freeport branch of the NAACP, together with Greater Freeport Partnership, the United Way of Northwest Illinois, Healing Illinois, and the Freeport Area Housing Providers Association, will be hosting a community resident meeting next Thursday, May 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau building. The public is invited to discuss a variety of topics, which will include safe, stable, and affordable housing, housing availability, blighted homes, code violations, and more. Once again, that meeting is Thursday, May 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau building.
We previewed the many events associated with this year's Pretzel Fest last week, but here are a few reminders on ways to enjoy all of the festivities this Saturday, April 26th. At 10 o'clock a.m., gather at the Freeport Arts Museum Plaza across from the Freeport Public Library as Freeport attempts to create the largest pretzel image created by humans and make history for Pretzel City, USA. Continue the fun after the Human Pretzel event with the Pretzel Fest annual celebration from 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. throughout downtown Freeport with pretzel-themed vendors, talented entertainers, and many family-friendly activities. Then, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m., celebrate Freeport's German heritage and dance the day away at the inaugural Pretzel City Polka Fest with the best polka band in the Midwest, the Zweifel Brothers, at the Freeport Masonic Temple. A cash bar will be available with special German-inspired selections from Lena Brewing Company, and sausages and German fare food from the Traveling Chef. Tickets are $10 per person or $15 per couple and can be purchased at the door or online at eventbrite.com by searching on Pretzel City Polka Fest. The doors will open at 3:30 p.m. After polka, it's time for punk. Yeah, I said that right. Punk! With the final show of the Pretzel Pack Day at the Winnishick Playhouse, where Winnie Rock City, multiple bands will perform, including the Lobbin' Robins, polka punk sensation from Chicago, Dead Freddy, Flaccid Pickle, and Hot Lemon. A satellite bar will be available, and tickets are just $10 for all ages. Available at the door or at Mort's in downtown Freeport, prior to the event. Proceeds from the evening support the Winnishick Playhouse. For additional information and updates on all Pretzel Day activities, visit greaterfreeport.com/pretzelfest or contact the Greater Freeport Partnership at 815-233-1350.
And as we take a look at the week ahead, here are a few reminders for the coming events. Arbor Day celebration at Crate Park will be tomorrow, Friday, April 25th from 11 to 1 p.m., where the public is invited to help plant trees and celebrate the spirit of community and conservation. And on Friday night, tomorrow night, April 25th, is Highland Community College's Big Band Concert at 7 p.m. at the Ferguson Fine Arts Center on campus. Admission is free. Saturday, April 26th, is the Salvation Army's Family Night. It will begin at 5 p.m. at the Salvation Army location at 106 West Exchange Street with free dinner and a movie for families and individuals, as well as spring and summer clothing giveaway.
This week's group working the Cub Food Brat Stand tomorrow and Saturday is the Pearl City American Legion. So be sure to stop by from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy delicious brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches in support of their fundraising efforts. We're also looking forward to Pretzel City Wine Fest coming up on Saturday, May 10th, and we'll have more to share about that next week.
If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout the county. You can also subscribe to their free weekly newsletter. We have a link to the QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter using that method.
If you're sitting there going, wow, I love listening to Alan Wenzel and Tim Connors, where could I listen to them some more? Hey, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview where Free Pod host and good-looking man Alan Wenzel visited with another Free Pod host. He's all right. Tim Connors, about this Saturday's Polka Fest. Next week, our next in-depth interview once again features Alan speaking with Andrea Schultz-Winter and Nicole Haas of the Greater Freeport Partnership about business development and other community events in Freeport. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, April 29th, and be available for you to listen to then or any time after. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform and search on FreePod to select the programs of your choice.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts. You can also find our pods on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. And as always, FreePod could not come to you without the Mass Communication Department of Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us and reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more information on how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Alan Wenzel, here along with Tim Connors, thanking you for listening.